Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Lamed starts to talk about the dinim of Yuledet b'Shabbat, a lady that is going to give birth on Shabbat and all the laws that surround it. Halacha looks at a lady that's giving birth as in a situation of pikuach nefesh, and therefore the Shabbat is pushed away. The question of the Shulchan Aruch is, at what point do we consider the lady in the situation of pikuach nefesh, where already the Shabbat is pushed away? So the Shulchan Aruch, based on Harambam, brings three different stages. If she reaches one of these stages, then already it's considered pikuach nefesh. Either the way we would say, the water breaks, or she's on the birthing table, or where she cannot walk on her own ability, she needs other people to help her walk. Once she reaches that stage of the process, already the halakha allows Hilul Shabbat to take place. It's not Hilul Shabbat, it's okay to do it. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that this pikuach nefesh that Tochesh Shabbat is a little different than the regular pikuach nefesh. He points out that this is a little more strict in the sense that giving birth is a natural phenomenon. It's really not a dangerous thing. I mean, it's a normal thing that Hashem created in the Bidiyah, that this is the way children come into the world. He says, but the fact is that ladies get scared during the process. And it's the fear during the process that can cause, Chas v'Shalom, a nezek, a damage. So therefore, if indeed the lady has fear, which some ladies indeed do, so then already the halakha says, if they need these things to be done, then they certainly can be done. Whereas in a regular case of pikuach nefesh, we don't ask, we just do it. In this case over here, we wait for, you know, the lady to express the need. For example, that she wants a light on, so we turn the light on. Now the halakha says, even if she's blind, and she asks for the light on because she wants others to be able to see her, she's paranoid, we turn the light on as well. For that matter, if there would be a need, although the halakha doesn't say it explicitly, for her to shut the light, so certainly that would be permissible as well. And all other needs of the lady, cutting the umbilical cord, of course, is permissible. Making the knot on the umbilical cord, of course, would be permissible. And tending to all the needs. Hazon Ish has a chiddush here, and he says that one should escort the lady to the hospital. You should not let her go alone, even though she doesn't express that she needs anybody. Hazon Ish says that she doesn't express that because she thinks it's forbidden for her to do it. But really she wants somebody with her. But she's embarrassed to say that she wants her mother to come with her or wherever it is, because she doesn't want to be involved in what she thinks is Hilul Shabbat. So the Hazon Ish says the mother should just jump in the car. You don't have to wait for her to actually say it. And whoever else is needed that she needs for this process would be permissible as well. Finally, the poskim discuss that as much as you can minimize the Hilul Shabbat, so it should be made that effort. Mishnah Berurah writes that during the ninth month, where she can go any day, on the Friday, the Fridays of the ninth month, they should make preparations that they're going to have to go on Shabbat. What are some of these preparations? Just for practical advice. Chamavadya writes, if they're planning on taking their car on Shabbat, which would be okay if there was, you know, no taxi or an Uber, which would be a better option, which you don't have to deal with money, in an Uber at least. But the Hakam says, one should go into their car Erev Shabbat and shut the light that goes on when you open the door. That's really not a necessary item, it's just an extra isud that you can bypass by just pushing the button. Another item he said would be is to write down all the information on a piece of paper that they're going to ask you in the hospital. So instead of having to write it down, when they ask you, they say, what's your name, your telephone number, your address, your social security, whatever they ask you, you have it on a paper, and you can just present it to them, and they could use that to register and to let the patient in. One would prepare a bag with, let's say, the necessary, clothes and things like that, in order that it's prepared already, so when the time comes, they'll be able to go as well. That just shows us that although we are mehalil Shabbat, or push away Shabbat for a pregnant woman in labor, however, the more we can minimize it, so certainly that's advisable.